Good morning to you, to all those who make possible this broadcast, to Abdiel, who is in the studio, Lillian Lee helping us with the charts and graphs, and to all our audience tuned in from various places in the country. We begin our briefing with the good news that we have one more day without deaths. It's a good beginning for the weekend. Nonetheless, 345 people are admitted to the country's hospitals, 12 are under surveillance, 204 are suspected, and 229 are confirmed patients. In our primary healthcare service, our professional and specialists monitor 538 people due to epidemiological or clinical risks. Yesterday, our laboratories processed 2,496 samples. In the molecular biology laboratory of the Pedro Curie Institute, 1,244 at the Almeida's Brothers Hospital, 322, and in the provincial centers of epidemiology labs of Havana, 282, in Villa Clara's, 272, and Santiago de Cuba, and the Center of Genetics and Biotechnology Laboratory, they processed 188 samples. As a result of the study of these 2,496 samples, 5 tested positive yesterday. Thus, Cuba has already studied 131,628 samples through molecular biology, and 2,238 people have tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, and that represents 1.7% of the samples studied. The 5 cases confirmed yesterday were all Cuban, 4 are confirmed case contacts, and 1,963 cases in the epidemic in Cuba are in this category, and they account for 89.4%. This is a very important risk group, and this is one of the groups to which we focus our epidemiological studies, so that every time a case is detected, there are more opportunities to isolate and study the greatest amount of people who might have been infected with the disease. Yesterday, in one of the cases, the source of infection has not been determined, and we continue to study to trace the infection, and in the cumulative total in the Cuban pandemic, 75 of the diagnosed cases, that is 3.4% of the confirmed cases whose source of their infection has not been identified. No cases diagnosed yesterday had as a source of infection abroad, thus the number 159 remains unchanged, and they account for 7.2%. Of the 5 cases diagnosed yesterday, 4 are male, accumulating 1,132 of the male sex with COVID-19, 50.6%. There was one case who was female, totaling 1,106 patients of the female sex, 49.4%. Three of the 5 cases diagnosed yesterday were asymptomatic. And of the cases diagnosed in Cuba, 1,192 people, 53.2%, have been asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. This is the situation of the behavior of the pandemic, and nonetheless, we are taking a look at the discussions currently underway. And although there is no scientific evidence proving this point, on the behavior of a pandemic in the world, it is increasingly noticeable that asymptomatic cases are prevailing, and then we decided to take a look at the behavior of the pandemic on the island over the last 15 days. And we found out that over the last 15 days in Cuba, 82.3% of the diagnosed cases, we're talking about 167 cases, were asymptomatic at the moment they tested positive. This is another element to take into consideration to assess the complexity of this disease. As an important number of cases, they present, they have no symptoms, and nonetheless, they spread the disease, even if they are asymptomatic. By age groups, three are under 40, followed by the group from 50 to 49 and 60 and over, and each one have one case. And yesterday, there was a six-year-old girl diagnosed. She's from Havana, the Leste municipality, a confirmed case contact. Thus, 246 children have been confirmed with the disease in the country, and they all have a favorable evolution, and 222 of them, that is 90.2%, have been released. Four of the five cases belong to Havana province, from the municipalities of Central Havana, Havana del Este, Marianao, and Arroyo Naranjo. And one of the cases diagnosed yesterday is from the municipality of Matanzas in the Matanzas province. Thus, in the last 15 days, Cuba has had an incidence rate of 1.4% per 100,000 inhabitants. And by provinces, Havana remains with the highest rate of confirmed cases per 100,000 inhabitants, with 9.23%, followed in second place by Matanzas province with 1.25 per 100,000 inhabitants. And a new province has joined the ranks of territories not reporting new cases over the last 15 days. And that's the province of Artemisa, which had reported four cases more than 2 weeks ago. So we now have 13 provinces and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth, which have not reported cases over the last 2 weeks. And I am referring to Artemisa, Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Pinar del Río, Mayabeque, Villa Clara, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Guantánamo, and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality. And I think it's also worth mentioning how the provinces of Havana and Matanzas are working hard to control the pandemic in their territories. We are witness of these efforts at the daily meeting of the defense councils of those territories, and we participate at the meetings here in Havana, and I can assure you that there is a strict and thorough control of the disease, and the results are proving that assertion. Yesterday, one local transmission event was opened in the country, as the Minister of Public Health said yesterday during the Mesa Redonda Roundtable program. In Cuba, there have been 45 of such events, and 42 of them have been declared closed and under control. And there are only three of them considered active. Two in Havana, one in Central Havana, which is expected to close in early July, and one that was opened at a constructive enterprise in La Lisa municipality, which we had already made reference to. The other that is still active is from Turiwano municipality in Ciego de Ávila province, which is expected to close in the upcoming days this month. This is Cuba's situation. As you have noticed, it's trending towards the control of the disease. As long as we continue complying with the sanitary measures that have been implemented in our country. Of the 2,238 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 229 are admitted as active cases. Of them, 97.8%, that is 224 patients, have a stable clinical condition. And this speaks volumes of the follow-up and treatment of these patients. We always regret the death of 84 people who have died as a result of this disease in our country. And this gives us a lethality of 3.75%. And that makes it rank with this indicator in the 18th place among the countries of the region of Americas. We have the two evacuees that we always mention, and yesterday we had another favorable element. 21 people were discharged, much more discharges than confirmed cases. And this is a favorable indicator. Thus, 1,923 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 in our country, 86% have recovered and are currently being monitored at home or back to their normal activities. We are reporting today 5 cases in serious condition, 1 more than yesterday. 3 of them are admitted at the Salvador Allende Hospital, and 2 are at the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto Military Hospital, both hospitals here in Havana. And there were 4 additional of patients in serious condition, 2 in the Salvador Allende and 2 in the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto hospitals, and 3 patients who were listed in serious condition are now considered in guarded condition. So 5 cases in serious conditions, 3 at the Salvador Allende Hospital and 2 at the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto Military Hospital here in Havana. As of the 12th of June, the same 185 countries of the world continue reporting cases of COVID-19, totaling 7,481,063 confirmed cases. Yesterday, in a single day, 137,591 cases were diagnosed in the world, and 4,760 people died due to COVID-19, totaling 421,190 deaths, for a lethality of 5.63% for the world. In the region of the Americas, it already reports 3,639,394 confirmed cases, 74,887 cases yesterday, and it accounts for 48.65% of the total of cases in the world. And with 3,236 people who died yesterday, the region already accumulates 196,069 deaths, for a lethality of 5.39%. In the relation of countries of the region of the Americas, leading the countries with the most confirmed cases are the United States with 2,023,347 diagnosed and confirmed cases and reports 113,820 deaths. Brazil follows second place with 802,828 confirmed cases and 49,919 deaths. And Peru takes the third place by case diagnosed with 214,768 and 609 deaths. I insist on this information to provide a glimpse of the situation in the world, so that we become aware of the fact that, notwithstanding the results we are achieving in our country, the behavior of the pandemic in the world is different. And as we have mentioned in previous days, those news articles on research that are still underway, stating that the virus is losing virulence and that it is being less aggressive, I cannot confirm or deny that. We do have to follow up all that information. However, the data being disclosed, besides the problems that there may exist in the quality of the care, show the aggressiveness of the virus and the risk that we face if we do not keep the fulfillment of the established restrictions.